Markets rally even with signs of a global downturn.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Mitchell Hartman, in for Steve Chiatakis with the global perspective on business and economics. Today, we're bouncing off the biggest stock market jump in 2.5 years after central banks announced a coordinated effort to ease Europe's debt crisis. But first, news out of China that its economy is slowing down and Europe's partly to blame. China's factories slowed in November for the first time in 3 years. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports.
The European debt crisis is definitely having an impact on China. The EU is China's biggest export market, after all. But
it's not entirely that.
Patrick Shavonik teaches business at Tsinghua University.
It's also the fact that there's a slowdown in China.
It's an intentional slowdown. China's been tightening up lending all year to deal with an overheated property market and to battle record inflation. The good news? The strategy's working. The bad news? The resulting economic slowdown is making China's central bank nervous. Yesterday, it freed up $61 billion for banks to lend. Shavonik says, bad idea.
The role of the central banker is to take the punch bowl away just as the party's getting started. And the danger here is they just handed the punch bowl right back.
Shavonik says all this new money in China's economy will continue to inflate the property bubble and will most likely lead to higher inflation. And that means less money for Chinese consumers. Not a good sign for U.S. companies doing business in China. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And a top U.S. trade official this week criticized China for shielding homegrown companies from foreign competition. That's a familiar issue for U.S. plane maker Boeing. Today, European governments will announce how they plan to cut billions in aid to Europe's Airbus. That's supposed to level the playing field with Boeing. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Mitchell.
So remind us, what is this dispute all about?
About so-called launch aid, European governments lend Airbus billions of euros when it's developing a new plane like the A380. Boeing successfully argued before the World Trade Watchdog that this is an illegal subsidy. Today, the Europeans will announce how they plan to get rid of it.
And will the decision today resolve the fight?
Probably not. If Boeing isn't satisfied, it'll appeal. That could take another 2 years. And in the meantime, Airbus won its trade case that Boeing is getting an illegal subsidy in the shape of tax breaks and defense contracts. And that case could rumble on for some time yet as well.
So how can we figure out, is either side really right in this dispute?
Well, they're both wrong. We're all sinners, Mitchell. But the US argues that Airbus does better out of its government subsidies than Boeing. And Howard Wealdon, an airline analyst with BCG Partners, agrees.
The Europeans have benefited far more than the Americans have. And that's where the dispute really lies. If it was a fair and equitable system, then fine. But it isn't and it can't be.
But when is this all going to end? Who knows? It'll probably go on forever.
It's a long time. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks very much.
Okay, Mitchell.
And now let's do the numbers. Asian markets surged 2 to 5% today. Yesterday, the Dow rose 490 points. That's 4.25% to end at 12,045. NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both rallied more than 4%. Europe's markets have been mixed today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at NovoNordisk-US.com.
Tomorrow, we get the government's monthly jobs report. Long-term unemployment remains high, and so far, Congress has not voted to extend unemployment benefits beyond the new year. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein went to an unemployment office in Concord.
You can see why extending benefits is such a tough question by talking with Joe.
Joe Giaquinta, Giaquinta.
Joe's been out of work for a while now.
I started collecting at the end of August of 2010.
With unemployment stuck at 9%, it's almost gospel. The longer you're out of work, the harder it'll be to shove your way back in. Which is why the guy who used to fix people's furnaces has expanded his search into the kitchen.
But you know what? They're looking at my resume, what I did for the past 23 years. They say, this guy doesn't know how to cook.
At this point, Joe is just about out of benefits. University of Chicago economist Robert Shimer says giving people up to 99 weeks of benefits buys millions of Americans a mirage, the dream that they can recapture their old lives.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of workers who are not going to get jobs that look like what they were getting before. They're workers who are going to take substantial and long-term wage cuts.
Shimer says workers like Joe need to adapt and get a new set of expectations. Not easy for a 55-year-old guy who used to make around $50,000 a year.
You know, the kids are out of the house, but I still have a mortgage and I have utilities and taxes and insurances. That's why I don't want to get stuck right now in that $9 an hour job.
Some economists say not only do those benefits keep Joe and his wife in their home, that money helps drive the country's recovery. Critics argue the cash Joe gets every week would be better off in the hands of employers. Instead of paying into the unemployment system, companies would have more money to grow and hire more workers. Of course, ending those extensions means millions of people like Joe Giaquinta have to scramble.
It's forget the career, it's survival right now. I'm going to have to resort to the McDonald's or the Lowe's or the Home Depot.
If Joe doesn't get one of those jobs, he may just drop out of the labor market entirely. And Professor Shimer says there's a cost to that, too. In Concord, New Hampshire, I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And finally, we know money's tight for local governments. Kelowna, Iowa has an idea. Sell off naming rights for a local creek, which right now is called the West Drainage Ditch. Could be, I don't know, Home Depot West Drainage Ditch, or maybe the Marketplace Radio West Drainage Ditch. Anyway, bids will be taken on eBay. In Los Angeles, I'm Mitchell Hartman. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
There's one country we keep hearing about with the whole European debt crisis thing. Not Greece, not Italy, it's...
Well, they think that the euro is in jeopardy, but on the other hand, they don't think that it is a catastrophe if the euro were to fail at the end of the day.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What do the Germans really think? That's next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.